After some consideration, the hunter brought a prostitute to Enkidu to seduce him, and through this seduction to civilize him, to draw him away from animals and to humans. The prostitute, Shamhat, told Enkidu about the benefits of the city of Uruk and about its king, Gilgamesh. She said, "You are handsome, Enkidu. You are like a god. Why roam the steppe with wild beasts? Come, let me lead you to ramparted Uruk, to the holy temple, abode of Anu and Ishtar, the place of Gilgamesh, who is perfect in strength." Shamhat also tells Enkidu about Gilgamesh's misbehavior, and this outrages Enkidu. He does not believe that Gilgamesh has any right to sleep with brides and to keep troubling his city the way that he does. Enkidu was also intrigued by the description of the city, so he agrees to go to Uruk, but he has a little more civilizing to do. So the prostitute takes him to a liminal area, to the shepherds' huts, who were taking their flocks out to graze in the steppe. And the shepherds teach Enkidu how to drink beer and to eat bread. Remember, he has been eating grass and drinking water. So this is a key shift in Enkidu's civilization, that he has to learn how to eat as civilized people do. How do civilized people eat? They eat the food that they cultivate and prepare themselves. After Enkidu learns how to eat and learns more proper behavior, he makes his way to Uruk, where, after a fight, he and Gilgamesh quickly become close friends. These motifs have become so well known, it's very hard not to imagine Enkidu and Gilgamesh as a buddy movie, with the two coming together, first having a fight, then going off on many adventures. Their first adventure was to face a monster named Humbaba. Humbaba guarded a forest of cedar trees, and he had been set to this task by the gods. Gilgamesh wanted the cedar trees for a door in the temple of Enlil, the temple of Enlil in Nippur. So if we think back to our discussion of the importance of Nippur, and we see why rulers would want to go on long adventures to try and make this temple more beautiful for the god. Weapons are created by craftsmen in the city of Uruk. They are outfitted, Enkidu and Gilgamesh, with huge axes that weigh 180 pounds each, and their daggers are 120 pounds each, decorated with gold. So we see just from the description of the size of the weapons that we are dealing with heroic figures. This is not the type of weapon that an ordinary man would sling over his shoulder. The goal of the trip is for Gilgamesh to perform a heroic deed that will make his name known to posterity. He's advised against this by a council of elders, who want him to stay in the city and maintain the city, protect it, basically to fulfill his duties as king. But Gilgamesh is rash, and he mocks the idea that he could risk any danger or that he is afraid of death. So he dismisses the advice of the elders. Enkidu goes with Gilgamesh, and they travel far through the land of Mesopotamia. They meet the creature Humbaba, who is described as very ugly, in contrast to Gilgamesh and Enkidu's perfection. Humbaba mocks them and says that there is no way that they will be able to kill him or to harm him. But very quickly, the two men are able to subdue Humbaba, and as Gilgamesh has an axe to Humbaba's throat, then Humbaba begs them for his life. There's a long dialogue between Humbaba and Gilgamesh and Enkidu, who encourages Gilgamesh to finish off the creature and to achieve his goal of killing a monster in order to make his name and legend grow. Gilgamesh does kill Humbaba, and he and Enkidu cut down the cedar trees in the forest and float them down the Euphrates to the city of Nippur, where they will be installed in the temple to Enlil. Keep in mind that the gods had ordered Humbaba to protect this particular forest. So even though Gilgamesh is trying to enhance the temple of Enlil, in so doing, he has violated the order established by the gods.